So to begin, I invite you to turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy, and we're going to go to chapter 3. Excuse me. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I begin here because we want to establish, again, this context. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Now I'm going to read several verses. I want you to figure out why I might be reading this passage on a day where we're talking about Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be obvious, and I'm going to ask for a response. I'm going to ask it from the young people, all right? So young people, pay attention to your word. Word of God as you're reading it. And figure out why might I read something like this on a day where we're talking about Thanksgiving. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, they're truce breakers, they're false accusers, they're incontinent, they're fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. All right, young people, why might I have read that passage on a day where we're talking about Thanksgiving? Any ideas? Okay. Oh, Andrea? Good. I knew you could come up with that. How many adults figured that out? None. Look at that, Andrea. You pulled it out. All right, so it talks about, these are the last days. It says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times. And then there's this list, right? There's this incredible list of what we will see in those times. And one of those things is people will be unthankful. Unthankful. In my house, we deal with this on a regular basis. If I have to tell my kids to say thank you to their mother for their dinner, doesn't count, does it? And we rejoice when we hear Thanksgiving, a thankful heart. But why might a world be full of people who are unthankful? I want you to consider this principle that I believe that as the world walks away from God, Thanksgiving loses its power. As you go through the scriptures and you notice where it talks about Thanksgiving, the vast majority of times where it speaks of being thankful, it is speaking of being thankful to God. That puts within the a proper context, it puts our lives in the context of a great God who has been so good to us. But as a world walks away from God, they lose that vision. They lose that perspective. And so therefore, as was already stated, a day set aside for Thanksgiving becomes a day off from work, a day to get together, a day to say things that we might be thankful for. But there is an ignorance to the blessing of God. Mini sermon number one. Thanksgiving. Acknowledge God as the focus of your thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul, who wrote many letters in the New Testament, very often would be offering thanks to God for other faithful believers in his life. Sometimes they were individuals that he would name, and other times it was entire churches. And he would express thanksgiving for them. Notice in chapter 16 of the book of Romans, verse 3, we read, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles." I want you to consider the impact that your life can have on others. And I want you to realize that in this passage, the Apostle Paul is giving thanks to God. The churches are giving thanks to God because God used a man and his wife, Aquila and Priscilla, in powerful ways. They were helpers in Christ Jesus. And as we think about Thanksgiving, and as was already testified, so often our minds are drawn to people. And drawn to people that have been helpers in Christ Jesus. And very likely were helpers in your life. A dad that faithfully led his family. A church that has loved a woman going through a difficult time. You see, the beauty of the body of Christ is that we're made up of people, real live, yes, flesh and blood people who deal with challenging things. And yet we have the privilege to be helpers, to be ministers. And the Apostle Paul here, as he speaks of Priscilla and Aquila, he mentions in verse 4 that they have for my life laid down their own necks. I don't know how you'd interpret that, but I know I see people who were willing to give their all, willing to give their life. Not just to help the Apostle Paul, but to help the churches and to help the gospel go forth into the Gentile world. Notice he says, all the churches of the Gentiles. We could, by extension, say that's us today. As you consider Thanksgiving, consider two aspects of this. Consider the faithful that God has used in your life. And consider this, how am I being faithful in the lives of others? Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, we see a list of different things that Paul's giving to this church as helpful instructions for life. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yeah, it says that, doesn't it? Rejoice in the Lord, what? Always. And again, I say rejoice. This is what one of the things that sets the Bible apart. Because it says these kinds of things. You know what these kinds of things demand? God in our lives. Demands of faith in God. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Thanksgiving helps us to pray. Thanksgiving gives us a proper perspective on our lives, so that as we offer requests to the Lord, we realize we are doing so to a good God, a God who understands our lives. It says there, supplications with thanksgiving. Supplications is the idea of making requests. And so you're making requests, you're doing so in the sphere of a thankful heart, of a heart that says, I am thankful to God. And so as we pray, and we do this, and a lot of times I think that we do this just out of rote, but I want to encourage us as a church to make sure, make sure we include genuine thanksgiving in our communication with our God. Because it's that thanksgiving that gives us this perspective, and when we lay these requests before the Lord, we know who we're talking to. And we have a confidence. Did you see that first phrase in that verse? Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Some of you may look at that and say, sounds good, but yeah, right, not in my life. I've shared with you many times that anxiety is one of the things I deal with on a regular basis. And this is a verse I have to believe. I have to believe it. Because I still face fears and anxieties in my life. But God's word says, be careful for nothing. Okay, God, I trust you. Help me. He says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You see, practicing things, a thankful heart, practicing thankfulness, strengthens your faith. Because it puts in perspective, hey, I've got a God who I have a relationship with, I can pray, and I can lay out my requests to Him because I know He is good. I know He has blessings. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 1, it says. And so thanksgiving gives us that perspective. Are you thankful to God when you pray? Try it sometime. So often we're so ready to come to God, help me with this, I need this, da 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 da. Practice thanksgiving. As you lay the requests before the Lord, do so with a heart of thankfulness. And you could begin with this. I have a God who hears. The very fact that I can even pray and know that there's a God who hears, something to be thankful for. So be thankful in your prayers. Let's turn to Psalm 136 to end our service together today. As we wrap up this time, I want to encourage you to acknowledge God as the focus of your thanksgiving. Remember that practicing thankfulness will strengthen your faith. It will help you to pray. Practicing thankfulness demands a humility because you're acknowledging it's God who's doing things and not you. Practicing thankfulness is glorifying to God. Follow along with me as I read Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moons and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Join me, church, for his mercy endureth forever. I'll read the first part, you read the last part. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.